African Mythology, a summary of Matt Clayton's Insights Chapter 1 What's African Mythology? African Mythology by Matt Clayton is a comprehensive exploration of the rich and diverse mythological traditions across the African continent. This book delves into various African myths, legends, and folklore from numerous cultures and ethnic groups, showcasing the unique beliefs and narratives that have shaped the spiritual and social landscapes of Africa. In this work, Clayton highlights 1. Diversity of myths. The book covers a wide range of cultures, including the Yoruba, Zulu, Akan, and many others, providing readers with a sense of the vastness and diversity of African mythology. 2. Deities and spirits. The text introduces the various gods, goddesses, and spirits worshipped in different African traditions, explaining their significance and roles in creation, nature, and daily life. 3. Creation stories. Detailed accounts of creation myths from various cultures illustrate different perspectives on the origins of the world, humanity, and nature. 4. Moral lessons and themes. The book emphasizes common themes found in African myths, such as the importance of community, respect for nature, and moral teachings to guide human behavior. 5. Cultural impact. Reading African mythology reveals how these stories have influenced art, music, literature, and social traditions throughout history. 6. Preservation of traditions. The author discusses the contemporary relevance of these myths and the efforts made to preserve oral traditions that are at risk of fading due to modernization and globalization. Overall, Matt Clayton's African Mythology serves as an accessible guide for readers looking to understand the complex and often misunderstood mythological heritage of Africa. Chapter 2: The Background of African Mythology. Matt Clayton's book, African Mythology, aims to explore the rich tapestry of myths, legends, and cultural narratives from various African cultures. The social context of this work is significant, especially in light of ongoing discussions about representation, cultural identity, and the importance of oral traditions in understanding both historical and contemporary African societies. Social context. 1. Cultural reclamation. In recent years, there has been a movement to reclaim and celebrate African identities, particularly in the wake of colonialism and globalization, which often diluted or misrepresented African cultures. African mythology contributes to this narrative by honoring traditional stories that hold cultural significance. 2. Diversity of cultures. Africa is not monolithic. It comprises thousands of ethnic groups and languages. This book addresses the diversity within African mythology, allowing for a richer understanding of the continent's cultural heritage. 3. Decolonization of knowledge. There has been a shift towards decolonizing knowledge and literary criticism, which has historically marginalized indigenous narratives. Clayton's work acknowledges the importance of African wisdom and narratives in shaping worldviews, which is crucial for understanding the continent's history and present socio-political landscapes. Author's intention. 1. Educational purpose. Clayton likely intended to educate readers about African mythology in a manner that respects and authenticates the various tales and their significance within their respective cultures. He aims to provide insight into the morals, values, and worldviews of African societies communicated through these myths. 2. Bridging cultures. The author may have sought to bridge the gap between Western audiences and African cultural narratives, highlighting the importance of these stories in understanding humanity as a whole. 3. Highlighting oral traditions. By focusing on mythology, Clayton may want to emphasize the role of oral traditions in African societies, which have been critical in preserving history and culture, especially in societies where written records were historically less prevalent. Overall, African Mythology by Matt Clayton stands as a testament to the richness of Africa's cultural heritage and its relevance in a global context. It aims to foster appreciation and understanding of African contributions to world literature and mythology. Chapter 3 Quotes of African Mythology. African Mythology quotes as follows. Here are 10 quotes inspired by African mythology, attributed to Matt Clayton. 1. In every shadow, there glimmers the light of a spirit, guiding our paths through the uncertainties of life. 2. The drum beats as the heart of the earth. It echoes the stories of our ancestors and whispers wisdom to those who listen. 3. The river does not forget its source. Likewise, we must remember the rich tapestry of our heritage. For, as the lion rules the savannah, so too does courage reign in the hearts of those who embrace their destiny. 5. A single thread can weave an entire narrative, for every soul is a vital part of the grand design of existence. 6. The stars are the eyes of our ancestors. They watch over us, reminding us that we are never truly alone. 7. In the dance of the flames, one can see the spirits of the past, celebrating their lives through the warmth they left behind. 8. The winds carry the whispers of the wise, urging us to return to the balance of the natural world. 9. The baobab tree stands tall as a symbol of resilience. It teaches us that strength often comes with age and wisdom. 10. Every myth is a mirror reflecting the struggles and triumphs of humanity, revealing truths that transcend time and culture. Read African Mythology Summary at Bookie. https://www.bookie.app/book/African-mythology. By African Mythology at Amazon. https://www.amazon.com/s?k=African+mythology. By African Mythology at Kobo. https://www.kobo.com/s/n/search?query=African-mythology-languages=n. Search African Mythology at WorldCat. https://search.worldcat.org/n/search?q=African-mythology-offset=1.